Is that plugged into the right thing? Okay. Okay, today's daf is daf Chavav in Maseches Nedarim. We are on Chav Heim Abeis. There is, in a few moments, I made up a sheet just to, there are two or three steps in today's Gemara which your sheet might be helpful. It's on the website. There's some more, it was supposed to be uploaded to the website. I hope it's there. And it's not as crucial as other times I made a sheet, but I think it could be helpful if one is interested. Okay, but we'll need that in a few minutes. First, let's go back to what we were discussing yesterday. Yesterday we said that we have the principle of we have a machlokas in the Mishnah between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel in a case where a man sees people eating fruit, eating it from his field, and he says, "Ah, those fruits should be usher, should be a karban to all of you." And then he comes closer and he sees in the group were his father and his brother, and he obviously didn't want to include them in the neder. So there's a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says, automatically, when he comes and realizes that hein mutar mamashi imo masurim, they are mutter, the father and the brother, because they obviously were never included in the nether. That's a nether shel taus. That's a nether shogeg, nether shkagos, as the topic of our Mishnah. But everybody else is usher because he meant to include them. Beis Hillel says no. Once part is mutter, all is mutter, as we mentioned yesterday. Nether shehutar miksasa hutar kulo. Once a nether is part of it is broken, then all of it is broken. I wanted to do the Gemara from yesterday again for a moment because I wanted to add on one makkah that I forgot. So the Gemara added on, the same principle applies to shvuos, and the Gemara gave the example, third line in the Gemara, on Rav Kahana v'Ravasi. What's an example of a shvuah shel shkaga? Like the example of Rav Kahana and Ravasi having an argument. Hadin omer shvuasa tahachi amarav, vadin omer shvuasa tahachi amarav. They each argue that what Rav said. They each say that Rav said something else, and each one of them swears about it. Each one thinks they're swearing properly, even though one of them is wrong. One of them, Rav, didn't say both things, right? We don't assume that it was two different times, but still, that is considered shvuah shel shkaga. We noted at the end of yesterday's shiur, what exactly is the chiddush of this line of shvuah shel shkaga? So we mentioned two ideas. Number one was the Ran. The Ran says that you might say, this isn't called a shkaga. This is a shkaga. Look at the fourth wide line of the Ran. Last medium line of the Ran. Sakadai dechamina. Kivan de lo chashle v'ishtava lav shkagahi. V'itala ba yisra berzi yasurin. This isn't a regular shogeg. What's a shogeg? I don't remember if I ate fruit. I don't know if I don't remember that I made the nether and I eat the fruit. But here you see your chavrusa swearing the opposite, saying the opposite of what you're saying. So shouldn't that put into your head, maybe I'm wrong, maybe I should rethink it, maybe I'm not so sure, and you still did it. So that's why you might not have thought it was a shogeg. Kamash Malan, it's still considered a shogeg. That was the Ran. The Nidre Zeruzin, one of the Achronim suggests, no, maybe a different Havamina, why it shouldn't be a shogeg. Because we know that there is an Isser of Shichachas HaTorah. It says in Pirkei Avos, you're not allowed to forget your Torah. Shochech lo reach mi mishnaso, hareza mischai benafsho, says the Nidrei Zeruzin. So therefore, you might have thought, because one violated that memra of forgetting the Torah, forgetting exactly what the Rebbe said, so then you might have said, that's why it's not called a shogeg. Kamash Balan, even there, it is called a shogeg. So just one ha'ara related to that Isser of Sheikh Chasa Torah. First of all, why isn't that in the Shulchan Aruch? There's a anywhere in the Shulchan Aruch, there's also to forget your Torah, number one. Number two, we all forget. So obviously it can't just mean forgetting. Forgetting is part of life, right? If we say Gzeir Alamation, Shakach Ben Alev, Acha Yud Beis Chodesh. So maybe it just means if we learn in an inappropriate way that we're not going to remember. If we do our best, we do our best. But maybe the Isser the Isser can't be a blanket Isser. So maybe the Isser is limited in some way, that if we don't learn properly, and we only learn in a way that we're probably going to forget it. We don't apply ourselves properly. So maybe that's where the Isser is. But again, where is that? Quoted. And it's in Pirkei Avos. But why is it quoted anywhere? It says, the Briskerov says as follows, a very important chiddush, and that this is in his Sefer on Chumash, the Maran Riz HaLevi Al HaTorah, in Parshas Vayeschanan, where the Pasuk says, from Shema, V'yodvarme Eilar Sh'anuchi Mitzavcha Yom Al Avecha, these words should be on your heart. So the Briskerov quotes from Chaim Bivalajin, who deals with this issue. And he says, Aval acher shekvar nechtam ha-Talmud v'nifsaka ha-Kabbalah shel Torah shebal peh, shuv ein zeh bechlal shochech tov reachad mishnaso. This Isser of forgetting part of your Torah was only for a limited time in history. For a certain time in history, when the transmission of Torah shebal peh was still bal peh. And therefore, if I forget something, then it's lost. It's lost in the Masorah. It's not written down anymore. It's lost. So that's where there's an Isra of forgetting something. Because this isn't an Isra about something personal. I forget. So there's something wrong. No, it's if I forget, then therefore it's gone from the Masorah. So that's when I say that there's an Isra of forgetting Davar Achron Mishnah. So it says the Briska Rav, this only applied before Chasimas HaTalmud. Once there was Chasimas HaTalmud, that was a stage of the Masorah. And therefore, the Isser doesn't apply anymore. Obviously, we still are Moser Torah Shebal Peh from Rebbe to Talmud, but it's not in the same way. The Ikar Asarazu hi al Mishnah Mesura Bal Peh Shal Tishkach. And once the Gemara is written down, so then that is that Isser is no longer in effect. As the Gemara says in Bam Metzia, Ravina v'Rav Ashi Sof Hora'a. It's a line taken out of context, but the Gemara there says that, and the Raman Nichoshe Mishpah uses that to say you're not allowed to argue on the Gemara. A posik could argue on a previous posik if he feels fit that he's in that league. But to argue, you can't argue on the Gemara. So the Ramah quotes that in the Choshe Mishpat. And the Gron Choshe Mishpat says, you know what the makar of that is? That line above Metzia. Ravina v'ravashi sof hora'a. That's it. That's where it finishes. So that fits into this Briska Rav. That Chasimas HaTalmud was an important stage of the Mesorah. And the Isser of Shichachas HaTorah only applied before that time period. That's why it's not in Shulchan Aruch anywhere. Shulchan Aruch doesn't write Averos that only apply to certain time periods. Okay, so that was related to yesterday's Gemara about each of the these Amoraim having an argument that swearing Shvua Shel Shogeg. Okay. Let's start with the two dots again. Ra Osan Ochlid. So again, he sees the people eating the fruit in his field. San Hasam. So the Gemara relates our case. Let's keep it clear. Our case is a machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. After he comes closer and he sees that it's his family members eating from the fruit. So Beis Shammai says, the family members are mutter, everybody else is still usser. Beis Hillel says, no, the principle of neder shehuter miksasa huter kulo. So now the Gemara says, later on in the Mishnah on Samach Vav, there's a parallel case, not exactly the same, but it's a parallel case where there's also a machlokas about this kind of issue. It's not awesome. Poschin b'shabasas uviyamtif. Somebody makes a ned there, I'm not going to drink wine. I'm not going to eat meat. And all of a sudden, come Shabbos, he wants to. So that's a Pesach. Did you realize that Shabbos is included in your Isser? So you're allowed to do that. Poschin, you're allowed to make a Pesach with Shabbos and Yom Tovim, with Shabbos and Yontif. Barishona, hayu omrim, osan ahayamim mutarim v'shar kal yamim masurim. They used to say earlier that the weekdays were still Usser. Only Shabbos and Yontif are now mutter. Achabar Rabbi Akiva. And so Rabbi Akiva came along and said, no, believe me, neder, shuter, miksasa, huter, kulo. And neder, that part of it becomes mutter. All of it becomes mutter. The Ron and the other Rishonim point out that, as I said, it's not an exact duplication. Here, it's automatically mutter. I made the neder, and I never had my father in mind. So automatically, it's mutter. There, you have to do that. You have to go to the Chacham about Shabbos and Yontif. That's not automatic. But either way, once the Chacham's matarit, the whole thing falls apart. That's the parallel between our Mishnah and that Mishnah from Samach Vav. They both use the concept of Neder Shehuter Miksasar Hutar Kulo. The Tshuvas HaRosh, the Rosh says in Klal Shvi'i that this principle of Neder Shehuter Miksasar Hutar Kulo applies only to one person. What does that mean to one person? Says the Rosh, Sha'alta, there was a question that the Rosh had. Kal Asu Takana Bechirim. There was a kehila that made a law, that all made a chayrim out of law. If you do something, you're going to be put in the chayrim. V'nimnu lahatir, and then the tzibur decided, you know what, we've had enough of this law. It's time to undo this stringency. V'ruvein mocha, and there was one guy in the city, no, I want the law to stand. I want to still have the chayrim if somebody violates. So what's the halacha there? Do they need Ruvain's consent to be matir the chayrim? The whole city got together, they had a vote. So what, do we believe in democracy? It's the topic of a separate shir. But again, do we need Reuven? Hayuchal hakol lahatir below daito, can they be matirit? Says the Rosh, yes. Then I'm a shubit to one guy. Yirali, shaskamas hakol tuluya barov deos. The askama of the call is totally on rov. You know, the Yoma, primaries here, right here. Totally barov deos, majority. Sha'al kol chiluke hadeos, amra achare rabim lahatos. Based on any machlokes, you go by the rov, you go by the majority. Hilkach akal ruuya mahatir la'atzman v'lo askamas Reuven. The kav could be matir without Reuven's askama. Umishalo hiskin bahatara. And what about Reuven himself? Reuven didn't take part. L'didei lo hutar. To him it's still usher. It's still whatever it did. He didn't accept the hatara, so it's still usher. Ah, what about neder shuter miksasa hutar kulo? What do you mean? The whole tzibur matered it. So shouldn't it be mutter also to him? V'lodamil hadam rina, that it says in Nedarim. Why? Hanimili kishanoder mischari tal miksas haneder. If a person himself feels bad about part of the neder, then we could say the whole thing is gone. But here Reuven doesn't feel bad. What? Because everybody else feels bad, so he also gets mutter? No, but it's as if they each made their own, they were each included in their own way. This principle only applies to one person. If one person makes a neder, part of it's gone, the whole thing's gone. But if many people made a neder, many people made a cherim, and all of them, even except for one, get rid of it, that does not apply, says the Rosh. That does not affect this one Reuven who still wants to be included. It's still usher for, for him. That is tshuva of the Rosh. Okay, there's one other suffik, and then we'll continue. The Shar HaMelech. The Shar HaMelech has a suffik. B'mishahay lefan of Beis Behemus. Somebody has in front of him two animals. Two animals. V'nadar v'amahare elu ola. And he says, these two animals are olos. And all of a sudden, he looks a little closer, and one of them is a balmum. It's a balmum. One of them can't be an ola. It's a balmum. He can't bring it. Mi amrina, what do we say? Do you say that he was makdish in one package? One package deal. So do you say because one of them is not kadosh, the other one's not kadosh? Right? Neder shahuta miksasa huta kulo, because hakdosh is a type of neder. Mi amrina de kamoshi eno chala balas hamum, machanami eno chala al tamima? Or do you say no? Dafka kashuhutar echad hutar kulo. Here, it's not that one of them was hutar. The kadosh was ever chal on one of them. He didn't know that. But it was ever chal on one of them, so the other one is kadosh. So the Shar HaMelech in Ilchus Nedarim has that suffix. Okay, two makoros related to Huta Miksasa Huta Kulo, the Tshuva of the Rosh about the Reuven and the Cherim, and the Shar HaMelech about the Karban. Okay, period. We're up to Amar Rabba.
In the case of the communal neder, so if he violates it, then the community has to put him in Cherim?
In a case of the communal neder, so if he violates, is it a communal Cherim that he gets? He was originally included in the communal Cherim. I guess, could a person create for himself the status of a communal cherim? So a person might say, I make this usher, and if not, I'm put in cherim. Again, right, so that's, he was originally included, so it sounds like from the Rosh that didn't change. Okay, Amar Rabba. So now we just have to focus a little bit. We are going to have a machlokas between Rabba and Rava. So again, those of you who walked in a little bit, I have a sheet here, if it might be a little easier to understand. I made a couple of copies. Rabba. Rabba is going to explain the machlokas, and Rav is going to explain the machlokas. The machlokas, you can just share, machlokas in our Mishnah. Again, the machlokas in our Mishnah, do we say that when Reuven comes back and he sees that it was his father eating some of the fruit, it was his brothers, do we say the whole thing falls away? That's the principle of Rather Shudu B'Ksad Zahut HaKulo, or not. So Amar Rabba, this is an aleph on your sheet. For we have Rabba Shita and Rabba Shita. To Kule Alma says Rabba, Kol Hecha to Amar Ilu Hayisi Yodea Sha'aba Beidechem, Hayisi Omer Kochamasur B'chutz Me'aba. What happened? Reuven says, he sees from a father all eating, he says, all of you are usher to eat my fruit. And then he comes closer, he sees who they are. And he says, oh, if I would have known my father was in there, I would have said, you're all usher except for my father. If that was the case, then everybody agrees to kulho nasurin va'aviv mutter. Everybody there would agree that you do not say the principle of neder shehuta miksasa hutar kulo. Why? Because he was never matter anything. He didn't change anything that he said. Obviously, when he originally said, you're all aser, he implicitly meant except for his father. And now he comes closer. He says the same thing, just a little more explicit. You're all aser except for my father. That's called ma'amid dvarav. He's standing in his words. He's being ma'amid dvarav. He's not being mishane. He's not changing. He's being a little more explicit. You're all asur. Kolchem asurin. And now he says again, kolchem asurin. So says Rabbah, in the case of ma'amid dvarav, you see on top, if you're ma'amid, then everybody agrees, dvarav kayamin, that his words stand, meaning the rest of them are still asur and the father's mutter. You don't say the principle of hutar miksasa hutar kulo, because nothing really changed. He was ma'amid dvarav. That's not what the case of the Mishnah that we're talking about, where everybody's going to be mutter. So that's Rabba. If in the case of Ma'amid Dvarav, so then everybody's going to agree that his words stick because he didn't change anything. He was not mutter anything. Lo Nechluku, what's the machlokas about, says Rabba? Elo Ba'omer, Ilu Hayisi Yodea Sha'aba Beinechem. If I would have known that my father is amongst you, Hayisi Omer Ploni Uploni Asurin Va'aba Mutter. If he comes and says, wow, my father's there, I would never have said you're all Asur, because I wouldn't have wanted my father to be included even for a second in the Asur. So he wouldn't even have wanted to say, you're all Asur except for my father. Why? Because you're all Asur, stop time for a second. At that moment, his father's included. He would never have wanted to say that. No, I would have said, Reuben and Shimon and Levi and Yehud and Yisachar, you're all Asur, and Dad, you're Mutter. That's what I would have said. So in that case, where it's called Mishanedvar, if he's changing even what he originally said, you're all Asur. Now he's saying, if I would have known, I wouldn't have said you're all Asur. I would have said, Ploni and Ploni and Ploni and Ploni is Asur and my father's Mutter. Because I wouldn't have wanted to include my father in the Asur even for a second. So that's where there's a Machlokas. That's where he changes his words. So that's where we have a Machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. Beis Shammai says still, regarding the people, non-relatives, they're still Asur, but that's where Beis Hillel says, Netash Huta Bixas Huta Kula. Why? Let's just explain. The Ron explains, because here you changed everything. You changed what you said Lagabe everybody else. Instead of saying Kulchem, you're going to be specific. Ploni, 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 Ploni. And regarding the father, you went from implicit to explicit. So you basically changed everything. So if you change that, so then we're going to say, in that case, Beis Hillel would say, or Rabbi Akiva would say, based on the Mishnah later on, Neder Shehuta Mixas Huta Kulo. So again, just to summarize, Rabba holds by Maimid Dvarav, where he doesn't change his Lashon, right, he just added on the implicit to explicit, Maimid, he still says Kulchem, so that's when everybody agrees that Dvarav Kayamin. Only by Mishane Dvarav do we say that there's the Machlokas, and there is a Shita that says, Neder Shehuta Mixas Huta Kulo. That is Shita's Rabba. Yeah.
According to this, according to Beis Hillel, the halacha goes against
where
your kavanah
was. According to Beis Hillel, in a case of Mishan Edvarav?
Yeah.
Right,
you wanted them to be usher.
Right, but because, right, it's going against what you really want, because Lamaisa, you're coming and you want something, but it's not going to work. Because we say this is considered a, right, the, you took the second line on the Ran, on top of Chavav Man Aleph. Second line, the Ran says, Tekivon Tahacha Ikatarti, there are two problems with this second statement. Chada de Ikatos Gomor, Legabe Ha'av, you totally didn't say anything about the father, so that's considered one toes. Legabe Achridi also, you were toes Belushan. So what you said earlier and now has no significance now. So that's why even though you don't mean it, that's what we say. So that is Shita's Rabba. Again, Ma'amid Dvarav, Dvarav Kayamin. If you're Mishane Dvarav, that's where there is a Mechlokas. Just one Ha'ara before we continue. The Taz uses this line to explain a Lashon in benching. It's not really our girsa, but the Ran in Simon Reish Lamed Beis in Yaradeya, and the Magen Avraham quotes this in Hilchos Benching also. Says the Ran, says the Taz, based on this Ran, let's say you're benching. It's a Raya from here that they also didn't stop at Yechas Reinu, the Taz. Because the Taz says, let's say you're saying Bamarom, and you're sitting in the room with Umos Ha'olam as well. You know, you're sitting with non-Jews, and you're saying Bamarom, Yadalos Chushet, Tehelem, Reshalam, Benisa, right? Where's the line? Yivarech osanu kulanu yachad. That's right before Bamarom. Right? Ken yivarech osanu kulanu yachad. And they had a girsa, kulanu yachad b'nei bris. That was the girsa in their benching. Kulanu yachad b'nei bris, b'vrech ha-shleim b'nam ha-ramein. Says the Taz, if you have one of the umos ha-olam, oh, not only achinim b'nei Yisrael in the room, you shouldn't say that. Because kulanu yachad, before you say the word b'nei bris, they're included. Right, like here, you don't want to say kolchem asurin chutz me'aba because you're included for a second. So if you say that, you just switch around the words. He says, "Dimkein havi not kol panim bechal kulonu yachad kolz banshul yisayim bnei bris ela yomar osanu bnei bris kulonu yachad kein yirali." Got to switch the lashon a little bit, says the Taz, based on this Ran, because you don't even want to include them, giving them a special bracha from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You want that to be a special bracha for Am Yisrael. So the Taz says, you should switch it around. The Magen Avraham quotes this in Kuf Pei Tes in Arachayim, and he wonders, what if there's a Yisrael Mumer in the room? There's the Yisrael Mumer in the room. Would you say the same thing? He's not sure. Maybe he's Mechalik, but he's because of a Taz, Eino Nachlon, Tekivan, to Omer, Kulonu Yachad, Akol Bechlal, Yomar, Osanu, Bebris, Kulonu Yachad, Va'atam, Lefisha, Osir, Lovarech, Akum. Right? Osir, to give a bracha, Tekziv, Lo Sachanim. Again, the topic of a separate shir. Lo Sachanim, you're not allowed to give special question about complimenting gifts. But said, you're not allowed to do that, you're not allowed to include them. And then he quotes, what about a mumar? Maybe there's a chilek between a mumar lahachis, a mumar l'teyavo, and a heretic on purpose, a heretic just because he has a yetzahara. But either way, that is a discussion of the Magen Avraham and the and the Taz about benching, including right away. Okay, let's get back to our Gemara. So again, Rabba says, we have this issue. When do you say Nether Shuter Miksazah Hutar Kulo? So Rabba says that if, step one, you say you're all Aser, and then you come back and say you're all Aser except my father, so then you're not really changing anything. So then we say they're Aser and your father's Mutter. Everybody agrees to that. Where does the principle come up of Hutar Miksazah Hutar Kulo? That's only by Mishanet Dvarav. If when he comes back and he says, I would never have said you're all Aser, I would have said you and you and you and you and you, you're Aser, plonies, and my father's mutter. So then you're changing everything. That's where there's a machlokas about huter miksaza huter kula. That's Rabba. The Rabba Amar, who's still an aleph on the sheet, if you have it. Again, it should be on the website. I hope it was faxed yesterday. The Rabba Amar, de kule alma. Different way to view the machlokas. Kol hecha de Amar, ilu ha'yisi yodeya sha'aba b'neichem ha'yisi omer ploni ploni asurin v'aba mutter. That's what we call Mishanet Dvarav. Everybody would agree. If he comes and says, if I would have known, I would have said, you're Ploni and Ploni and Ploni, my father's Mutter, Kula Mutarim. Everybody would agree that Abba Mutter, well, I lost the place, Ha'isi Amar Ploni Ploni Asurin, Va'abba Mutter, Kula Mutarim. Everybody there would say that Hutar Kulo, by a case of Mishanet Dvarav. If he would come and change what he said, everybody would agree to Hutar Miksas Hutar Kulo. That principle. The machlokes is about the other case. Lo nechloku, the machlokes is about maimid dvarav. Ella, ba'omer, ilu ha'isi yodea sha'av v'neichem, if I would have known that my father was amongst you, ha'isi omer kocham asurin, chutz me'aba. If he would have said again earlier, you're all asur, then he would come and say, you're all asur except for my father, that's the case of machlokes. What's the machlokes about? So this is the machlokes, says Rava, about really a separate issue. Beishami savila kerbi meir da amar tfos lasan rishon, ubeisilo savila kerbi osi da amar bigmar dvarav adam nitvas. There's a machlokes in a different context between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. The Ron quotes it here. It's a machlokes in Mesechas Temura. I go over to an animal and say, this animal is a temuras ola. What's a temura? Temura is an isser of substituting an animal for a prior, partly designated carbon. So I have an ola in my backyard. I go over to another animal and I say, this animal is a temura, is a substitute ola. Substitute ola. And then right after that you say, this animal is a substitute shlamim. So is it an ola? Is it a shlamim? You say to the same animal, harezu temura ola, harezu temura shlamim. One after another. So that's a machlokes between Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Meir holds tfos lashon rishon, whatever he meant first goes, so it's an ola. And Rabbi Yossi says, no, b'gemar dvarav adam nitvas. Right? You go by the last thing he says. What's the significance? What language? The beginning of what you said or the end of what you said? So says Rava, that's what's going on here. What's the machlokes? In the case of my mitvara. Originally he said, you're all Aser. He sees them from afar. They're eating his fruit. And then he comes back and says, you're all Aser except for my father. So, according to Rameyer Tfos Lashon Rishon, regarding Lashon Rishon, he hasn't changed anything. What's Lashon Rishon? You're all Aser, you're all Aser. Nothing changed. So that's going to be significant. That's not going to fall away. They're still Aser. That's Beis Shammai Shita. While Rabbi Yossi, Beis Hillel holds like Rabbi Yossi, Bigmar Adam Mitfas, focus on what he said at the end of his statement. What did he say? Chutz Me'aba. He added on something new. He had nothing new. He's changing something. That's a neder shehutar. Hutar b'mikzvas, hutar kulo. So Rava says, the machlokes is by maimid dvarav, where he does not change. He still says kolchem like he said earlier. And the machlokes is, the machlokes about, do you go by the first half of a statement or the second half of a statement? The machlokes of kol tera kula, do you go by tchilas dvarav or gemar dvarav? Okay, that is the machlokes between Rava and Rava. Again, straight up, I wrote it down on the sheet. Two cases, Maimid or Mishaneh. One says the Machlokas is by one says the Machlokas is by the other. So now we have a question. Eisvei, Rav Papa LaRava. Rav Papa asks Rava, from the continuation of that Mishnah that we had about Poskan B'Shabbos V'Yontif. This is a continuation of that Mishnah. The Rishash here points out, interestingly, that the Ran, throughout this big Ran on the bottom, calls this what we're quoting here a Brisa. Even though it's a Mefurish Mishnah later on. So the Rishash says, many times in Shas, and he brings 10 examples, it says Vahatanya, or it calls it a, we shouldn't call it a Braisa, even though it's a Mishnah. Why? Because Braisa just means it's not our Mishnah. Literally the word Bra means outside. So you can have the word Braisa in Rishonim, as long as it's not the Mishnah from that Perek. So don't think it's always going to be, he says 100 times on the side, the Mesodesh changes Vahatanya to Vahatnan. You don't have to, he says. You could use Vatanya by a Mishnah. Vatanya just means pointing a Brisa, and the definition of a Brisa could be a Mishnah, not in the context. That's a Yesodistik Rishash right here. says the Gemara. Isra Papa Larava. Ketzad, so again, what was the first line of that Mishnah? The first line of that Mishnah, Rabbi Akiva says that you say Nedash Hutem Ksasar Hutakulo. So Ketzad Amar Rabbi Akiva, Nedash Hutem Ksasar Hutakulo. What's the case of Rabbi Akiva? So I suggest you write numbers in your Gemara. Three cases in the Gemara. You have to keep them clear. Three lines in that Mishnah. Kona, first case in that Mishnah. Konem she'eni nana l'kolchem. If a person makes says, it's a karbon, I'm not allowed to get benefit from all of you. Person says that. Huter echanayim, huter kulan. If one of them becomes mutter, they're all mutter. That's case one of the Mishnah. He says kolchem. Number two, she'eni nehane lazeh v'lazeh. The bach takes out low. Person says, I'm not going to get hana from you or you or you or you. Right, different than the first case. The first case was kolchem. Second case, I'm not going to get a benefit from you or you or you or you. Huter rishon, huter kulan. Again, once one of them is us mutter, they're all mutter. Meaning case one and two both apply the principle of neder shehuter miksaser huter kulo. That's what that Mishnah is trying to figure out. Rabbi Akiva. Case three, third line of that Mishnah, hutar ha'achron, ha'achron mutter v'kulon usurin. No, but if the achron becomes mutter, we'll have to see exactly what the achron means, then, no, the words stick. The achron is mutter, but the rest are still usur. Those are three lines of that Mishnah. The first two lines illustrate neder shehuter miksaser huter kulo, whatever the case is, which we haven't figured out yet exactly. Something happened that the neder is huter and miksas, therefore we say huter kulo. Case three of the Mishnah is that his words stick. Achron muter kulon asurin. So now the Gemara is going to try to figure out how that Mishnah fits into Rabbah and to Rava. So Bishlamola Rabbah, we're going to try to make it straightforward. Bishlamola Rabbah fits in. See, this is the bays on the sheet. Rabbah fits in to that case, to that Mishnah. Mukim lala resha, because he understands the resha. First, I'm going to translate the words as the Ran does, and then I'll explain it. Bishlama la rabba to mukim lala resha, he learns the resha. Resha here means the first two cases. The first two cases, according to Rabba, would be fine. Why? Da amar laze ulaze. Laze ulaze is code word for mishane dvarav. Because we assume he started with kolchem and then said lozeh lozeh, meaning he starts with all of you, and then he says to you and to you. Lozeh lozeh is code word for mishane dvarav. Kolchem is a code word in our Gemara for maimid dvarav. So that with that code word, I think the Gemara goes smoothly. Bishlam the Rabbah, Mukul on the Reisha. The first two cases, according to Rabbah, could be lozeh lozeh, about mishane dvarav. Why does that fit in? Rabbah says, remember the sheet, Rabbah says that the machlokes is by mishane. The machlok is by Mishana. So says the Gemara, it makes sense that you have two cases about Mishana. Because you can be Mishana in two different directions. You could go from first saying Kolchem and then saying Lozeh Lozeh, or first saying Lozeh Lozeh and then saying Kolchem. In both of those cases, Rabbi Akiva holds Nether Shehudim Miksazah Hutar Kulo. And that's Rabbi Akiva Shita. In the first two cases, we're saying, what's the source of Rabbi Akiva? He says that against other opinions, against the Rabbanan, who don't hold to this principle. So it makes sense that the Mishnah would illustrate that principle in two different cases. Because the Machlokes, which they're trying to talk about, is a Begat Mishaneh, and Mishaneh could be two cases. Case one and case two. So that fits in fine. Why do you have to say Mishaneh Dvarav in two cases? Because the Ran explains, if you want to look in the Ran, it's about 12 lines down into the Ran, right in the middle. De'ika inshi, right across from where the Rush starts. The Ran says, de'ika, why would people change their language in two directions? Because people are makbid about the Lashonos in different ways. De'ika inshi, de'kapti, some people are makbid, kishayodin sha'avi b'nehem, lomar lazeh lazeh, kedesh lo yehaviyem nechla b'chala neder, afilu rega. As we said before, some people don't even want to include their father in the neder for a second. So they'll be careful to change it. Oh, if I would have known my father, I would have said, you and you and you and you. But the Ika inshi, says the Ran, amazingly, some people are makbid the other way. If you go and say, you know who's usher? You and 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 my father's mutter. It took a long time for you to say your father's mutter. You know, maybe we might have thought for a moment you were going to end up ushering your father too. Some people would rather say, you're all usher except my father. You know, very quickly you get your father in there, everybody knows his mutter. Some people would rather do that. Right? Ika inshi the kapit ifcha. Lomar kochem kisha'avi b'neyem. Don't say kochem because it's going to take you a long time to get through everybody else. So, says the Gemara, according to the Ran, so you understand why you have to say the case of Mishaneh to tell you the Chiddush of Mishaneh, according to Rabbi Akiva, twice. That's case one and case two. Again, Rabbah says the Machlokes is by Mishaneh Dvarav, and you understand why you have to have two cases illustrating Shitas Rabbi Akiva. Case one and case two of the Mishnah. Viseifa, and the third case of the Mishnah, now back to the Gemara, the Amal Kolchem. Again, Kolchem means Maimid Dvarav. That's code word for not changing your Lashon. So that's case three. And what did Rabbi Akiva say about that? Remember, we're all in Rabbah. That everybody agrees, your words stand, because you didn't change anything. You said kolchem, and now you still say kolchem. So that's fine, the Mishnah fits in beautifully. Ela lididach, but according to you, Rava, what did Rava say? Again, looking at our sheet, Rava said, what's the machlokas about? Maimid dvarav. So says the Gemara, bishlama resha, fine, case one. Here, resha means case one, not first two cases. The Ran says, because it's obvious from the context. Reisha, the first case, mukim ladam alakuchem. You could say means my midvarav. Kuchem means my midvarav. You understand that? But you don't need two cases for my midvarav. You don't need two cases for saying the same thing. So case two in the Mishnah cannot be about my midvarav. It must be, what's the other case besides my mid? It might be about Mashana. So Ela Seifa. Here Seifa means case two. De Omer Lazeh Ulazeh. Case two has to be about Mashana dvarav, but Rabbi Akivahi? That's illustrating Shitas Rabbi Akiva? What do you mean? I might figure out alive. I might be a kolmutter. But Rava, you said that by Mishane Dvarav, everybody agrees it's Hutakulo. And we just said that case two has to be Mishana. So this is illustrating Shitas Rabbi Akiva? Everybody agrees to this. Why would the Mishnah bring such a case? Again, according to Rabba, the Mishnah fits it beautifully. There are two cases telling us Hutar Miksas or Hutar Kulo, because that's the case of Mishana. So you need two cases to illustrate Mishana in both directions. And case three is about Maimid. But according to Rabba, the Machlokas is about Maimid Vara. So you don't need two cases to tell me about saying this, that you're steadfast in your words. So case one must be about Maimid. Case two is about Mishana. Case two is about Mishana. And this is an example of Rabbi Akiva. Everybody agrees to this. Not only Rabbi Akiva. That's the kasha on Rava, right? That's what you look on my sheet in Oz Beis. You see under Rava Mishnah, Avol Zeh Gam L'Rabbanan. That's this Esve. The Rabbanan also agreed to this. So what are we illustrating Rabbi Akiva for on the left side? That's Oz Beis. So now we're up to Gimel on the sheet. Amalei Rava. Rava says, no, what do you mean? You're so great, Rava. You have it so good. I'll ask you a kasha back on you. Ula Rabba, Ula Rabbi Akiva Minicha. Does everything work out perfectly for you? You also have a problem. Seifa b'may mukimla. What's the last case of the Mishnah? The last case of the Mishnah, you agree, you Rabba agree. What's the case of the last case of the Mishnah? It's a case of Maimid Dvarav. B'may mukimla, d'arma l'kolchem. L'kolchem, again, is code word for Maimid. Hey deinu rishon v'hey deinu achron. Says Rabba. The words don't really fit into your pshat. Because look back at the words for a moment to what the Mishnah said. The Mishnah says, if the Rishon becomes Mutter, they're all Mutter. If the Achron becomes Mutter, the first ones are still Usser. So what does Rishon and Achron have to do with you? You're saying it's about Maimid. Maimid versus Mishana. The Mishnah didn't say that. What's Rishon, what's Achron? The words don't fit in. What's Rishon and Achron? So you also have problems, says Rava. So don't only ask for me. So that's Gimel on the sheet. How Lashon Einu Misyashev. The Lashon doesn't fit into you. Im Achilik Mishan and Maimid Lamakasav Rishon Achron. Right? The Rishon Achron, the language doesn't fit in. So the Gemara answers. Ella says, Rava, this is the Pshat of the Mishnah, and there's no problem. Reisha de Amar Lakolchem. The first case of the Mishnah, and this is how the Ran explains it, the first case of the Mishnah is whatever case the Machlokas is. I hold it's Mishana, you hold it's I hold this Maimid, you hold this Mishana. Whatever case the Machlokas is about Hutar Miksas, Hutar Kulo, that's line one of the Mishnah. Line two and three have nothing to do with us. Line two and three of that Mishnah are a totally different topic. The Seifa, line two and three of the Mishnah, as in, if you look at the language of the Rush, the language of the Rush, in the sixth medium line of the Rush, below Iri Klab, Plokta Debeshama Rebbe Akiva. Line two and three of the Mishnah have nothing to do with us. Ela Milsa Achrisihi, it's a totally different case. What's the issue? Back to the Gemara. Vesev Kagon Shetla on Zebaze. What you did is you were Tola in Isser on another person. Meaning you saw 10 people eating from your field. You looked at the first guy and you said, you're Usher to eat my stuff. And then you said to the second guy, you're Usser like the first guy's Usser. You said to the third guy, you're Usser like the second guy's Usser. Meaning you made each one dependent on the previous one. Tzla and Zebazet. The Amar Ploni Kaploni Ploni Kaploni. That's the issue in the Mishnah. So let's think, what did the Mishnah say? If the Rishon becomes Mutter, they're all Mutter, because he was the source of them all. They're all hanging on his Isser. If the last one is Usser, then the rest are still... The last one is Mutter, the rest are still Usser. Because they're hanging on each other. That's nothing to do with Neder, Hutim, Muxas, Hutim, Kulo. That's why it says Rishon and Achron. And Dekanami, also I'll prove it to you, to Tanya, because The other part of the Mishnah, if you look at, you know, on that Mishnah on Samach Vav, this part is in parentheses. So you're not even sure if it's part of the Mishnah or not. See on the side it says Detanan, here it says Detanya. Either way, there's a source related to that Mishnah. Hutar ha'emsai. What if a middle one becomes mutter? So heimenu lamatu mutar lamal asurin. So the ones later down on the chain are mutter. The ones earlier are asur. So you see, says Rabbah, that Mishnah, case 2 and 3, had nothing to do with us. And case 1 is whatever you want to say the machlokas is about. If it's illustrating the machlokas and Rabbi Kiva Shita of hutar miksasa hutar kulo, and I say, says Rava, the machlokas is about Maimid, you say Mishaneh, fine, whatever the machlokas is, that's what we would say. If you look in the Ran on that Mishnah, he just says, when the Mishnah is quoted, he says, L'maimid kid islay, or L'mishaneh kid islay, meaning L'maskana, line 1 is a machlokas, how to understand it, line 2 and 3 is about a separate issue. Okay. The Sh'ar Mishnah and Bahalacha here, oh, I forgot to mention, two things I forgot to mention. Number one, we brought up the Isser of Tmura. Hariz a Tmura, Ola Tmura Shlomim, the Isser of substituting. So what's the Halacha of Tmura, as we mentioned? If I go over to an animal, I have a Karban, and I want to switch the Kedusha from animal A onto a Chulin animal. What's the Halacha? Number one, it's an Aveira to do that. Number two, it's a Mitzvah, by Yahu Smaraso Yekodesh. Now both animals are Karbanos. The second one is a Karban. I tried to make only that one a Karban, but now they're both Karbanos. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchas Tmura, the last Halacha of Hilchas Tmura, even though all laws of the Torah are gzeros, meaning we can't try to understand them, it's good to try to think about them and try to figure out what the messages are for us. Whatever you can figure out, try. Says the Rambam. And therefore, by Tmura, let me tell you the message. Yard the Torah lesos b'achshavas ha'adam. The Torah goes down to what a person would ultimately feel. V'ksas yitzro hara. It is yitzahara. Shetivo shel adam note laharbos kinyan of alachus amamono. It's natural for a person to be very possessive about his possessions. V'afal pisha nadav v'hikdash. And even though he gave something to the base of Mikdash and made a nadar, after shachazer bo, he's going to feel, oh, I gave that. He's going to get cold feet. He's not going to want to give the karban. Oh, I can't believe I did that. The Torah knows that. And the Torah wants to make sure that you don't go back on your good deeds. That's the message of Tmura. You made this a karban. Sorry, there's no going back. There's no going back. The Torah knows that, you know, this is good for you. It's good for you not to be able to go back. The Sefer Chinuch also quotes this Rambam, and he also, the Sefer Chinuch in Shin Nun Beis, also quotes the idea that is to teach us the Kedusha of the Gavos of Hektish. You gotta know, you can't play around with the Kedusha of Hektish. Other things maybe, but Hektish, Me'ila, there are certain issues here that once you made this Kadosh, unless you're poda it, you know, you're not, there's no way to get out of it. So again, there's more to talk about by Tmura, but that is just the Rambam and the Sefer HaChinuch. There are interesting cases here. The Sh'ar Mishnah Bahalacha quote a number of Achronim related to this last Halacha that we just did, that you're Tola and Isser on previous people. So Yeshul his topic. Let's say you're at an appeal in shul, and somebody gets up and says, I give $10,000. Wow, it's amazing, unbelievable. And then the next guy gets up, I give like him. Another guy, I give like him, I give like him. And then the first guy backed out. The first guy was just doing it just for show. He didn't really mean it. Are the other guys mechuyev? They were tola their isser, their neder suck on the first guy. So do you say, once the Rishon is out, then all of them are out? Right? Or do you say, no, maybe they're only giving because they feel peer pressure. And if he's not giving, so said that he has that suffix. Even though he quotes the Marsha that says it's terrible to do that, to try to trick people in order to get them, he says, V'yachan asvara nota du neder betos. The Sh'ar Mishnah Bahalacha thinks that they would not be obligated. Because they were saying it really totally on him. I give like him. You know, maybe if they really felt they weren't giving something independently, they're only giving because of him. He says, V'dayin sarach iyan. He says he's not sure. He's not sure what the halacha is. What if he decides only to give half? Are they at least mechuyev in half? They only decided to only give $5,000. So at least that, or do you say, Hutta Miksaso, then it's changed. I was only going to give $10,000. So yes, that's suffix, but again, it's related to this issue of being told the one on the other. Okay, period. Next, Esther Rada Barava Larava. Another kasha we're going to try to bring from the end of that Mishnah. Again, this one's a little more, you don't need the sheet for this. I didn't put it on the sheet. Right, and that's what you just saw, Oz Dalit on the sheet, right? So the final Maskana, case 1 is a Machlokas, case 2 and 3 is a different issue. Fine. So the Mishnah says later on, Konim batzel shani toim shah batzel rada lev. Somebody makes a neder. All onions are usher to me because they're bad for my heart. Because it makes a neder. Amrulo, and then he goes to the doctor, and the doctor says, there is an onion actually that's good for you. Right? Every day on the radio, we hear something else is bad for you, and then the next day we hear it's good for you, and then it's bad for you, good for you. So here too, right? Hakoba, hafokba, hafokba, it's right here. Right? So somebody says, what do you mean? The kufri onion is good for you. So, the halacha is chutar b'kufri. He's allowed to eat kufri onions. V'lo b'kufri b'vad, not only kufri onions, chutar, ela b'chol b'tzalim. Really, all onions are now mutter because chutar b'ksasar chutar kula. Maisa hayav etira meir b'chol b'tzalim. Remeir matered all onions. So, my love, so isn't this case of the Mishnah, d'amar ilo ha'isi yodei ha'kufri yavaleib, if I would have known that kufris are good for you, ha'isi omar kala b'salam asurim ha'kufri mutter, I would have been as what we called ma'imidvarav. I originally said they're all asur, and now I said if I would have known, I would have said they're all asur, except for kufri. Isn't that a case of ma'imidvarav? What's the issue here? Rabbi Meir is talking. Rabbi Meir on Omid Aleph was linked to Beishamai. Remeir was linked to Beishamai, right? Remeir Dharma Tfos Lashon Rishon was linked to Beishamai, who rejects the principle of Kivan Shehudim Miksasar Hutar Kulo. And if this is a case of Maimid, according to you, Rava, who said there's a machlokas about Maimid, how could Remeir slash Beishamai say Hutar Miksasar Hutar Kulo? According to you, Rava, Maimid is the case of machlokas, and Remeir is on the Beishamai side. And here, this is according to Rabbi Meir, this is Rabbi Kiva Shita. So the Gemara answers no, so it's not a case of Maimid. The Gemara answers, lo, ba'omer, the case is, ilu ha'yisi yodeya shakufri yafalalev, if I would have known that onions are good for you, ha'yisi omer, I would have been more specific. Batzal ploni yaploni asur, and v'kufri mutter, I would have been mishane dvarav. And by a case of mishane dvarav, says Rava, everybody agrees. Rabbi Meir, I'll leave with the Rabbi Kiva, I'll leave with the Rabbanan. According to me, says Rava, looking back at the chart, by mishane dvarav, everybody agrees. So therefore, there is no problem. One last ta'ara, and that is regarding the principle of Hutar Miksasar Hutar Kulo. There's an important Rana tomorrow's Amud. You can look at it already. If you look at the second medium line on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, the second medium line on Chav Zayin Amud Aleph says the Ran, V'davka Bahataras Chacham Hu Da'amar Nether Shehudim Miksasar Hutar Kulo. This whole principle that we're talking about is by a Chacham being Matir Nether. You go to a rabbi, the rabbi says if you would have known or you feel bad about it, Nether Shehudim Miksasar Hutar Kulo. But Lafisha Chacham Oker Haneder Meikarav, because what does a Chacham do? He uproots it totally. We spoke about it a few days ago, the difference between Charata and Pesach, but it's still uprooted. L'mafreya. But let's say a husband and a wife. A husband being Mefer Nedarim of his wife. We know there's a Hataras Chacham and Hafara of a husband, which later in the Masechta we're going to talk about. Says the Ran, by the Hafara of a husband, this principle does not apply. That's the last line. V'chein adin b'afaras ha'baal, the kaimelon baal megas gayas. What does that mean? The baal's hafara starts right today only. It doesn't go backwards. It's only mikana lahaba. It cuts. Megas gayas. So if it's cutting, you're not uprooting everything. So you'd say huter miksasar huter kulo. But you're cutting it today. So cutting it today would only be able to cut whatever effect you're cutting. But you don't say huter miksasar huter kulo. Only by Hataras HaChacham, not by Hafaras HaBaal. So that's the Ran Svara. What's the difference between Hafaras HaBaal and Hataras HaChacham? The difference, is it L'mafreya or is it cutting today? One other Shita, the Rebbe Avraham Nahar says later on when this comes up, on Daf Pei Beis, there's a different reason between the Baal and the Chacham. The Chiyam Rina Nedar Shud Musa Dehuda Kulo Hanimili B'Chacham Sheyachol Levatel Osok Sas HaNishar. The Chacham, if he wanted to, could be mounted the whole Nedar. He could be matters whatever nether he wants. So if he matters part, he matters both. It's like he could do the rest anyway. A husband, there are certain limitations of what the husband's allowed to do. Only certain types of nedarim. Dvarim shel bein olaveina, things that have to do with a personal relationship, things of dvarim shel inui nefesh, certain suffering issues. So Seder Rav Nahar, that's the reason. Because the Baal doesn't have full authority on the content of her nedarim, while the Chacham has full authority, and that's why you say neder mehudim miksasar huter kula. So I'll have to come back to this, but it's a machlokas between the Ran and Rav Avraham Minahar. Why is it that this principle of huter miksasar huter kula only applies to Hataras Chacham, but not to Hafaras Habam? Okay? Agudin. Okay, again, so the sheet, I think, is helpful, but again, it's just that there's that one, the machlokas Rav and Rava, and how they read the Mishnah. That's the content of the little tricky part of the Gemara. Okay.